The White House issues a report on immigration reform. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The White House has just released a new report on immigration reform. U.S. Department of Agriculture's Gary Crawford has more.
This report, I think, puts a finer point on the specific aspects of immigration reform and the benefits to agriculture and rural communities, which we hope will inform the debate.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack talking to reporters about a White House report issued Monday on immigration reform, first detailing the problems for agriculture in not having a comprehensive workable immigration system for farm workers. Vilsack said if the system is not fixed, we'll continue to see
a decrease in agricultural production, a decrease in agricultural outputs and exports, which obviously will cost farm income and jobs in the economy.
The report also outlines the possible positive results if immigration reform comes about.
It will provide employment security for workers and their families. It will improve working conditions for all workers. It will provide a fairer marketplace for producers who are currently playing by the rules. And it will lead to population growth in rural communities.
And he says it will mean more jobs, more taxpayers, and a reduced federal deficit. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Secretary Vilsack goes on to say that without significant immigration reform, the White House report shows a number of consequences, and one of those is our nation's food security.
Our system is broken, that as a result of the broken system and the insecurity that people feel, we're beginning to see significant shortages of farm workers, which means that people are not getting their crops harvested. That in turn is making them make decisions about where they grow and what they grow and how much of it they grow, which is directly impacting the amount of production taking place in this country and is reducing to the extent that we're moving things out of country, reducing what is a very food secure nation. And if this continues over time, we're going to put that food security at greater risk.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.